Chapter 6. While Elizabeth was concentrating her attention on Mr. Bingley with her sister, she did not notice that she had attracted the attention of his friend. At first, Mr. Darcy was cold and critical in his opinion of her, but he soon began to notice the intelligence in her beautiful dark eyes. Although it was not fashionable in high society, he also admired her playful manners. Elizabeth was perfectly unaware of this, and remembered only the unkind comments he had made about her at the ball. She met him again at a party held by Sir William Lucas, Charlotte's father. Sir William approached Mr. Darcy.
"Isn't dancing such charming amusement?"
"Every savage can dance," retorted Mr. Darcy. Sir William only smiled, and then called out to Elizabeth, who was passing near them.
"Surely you cannot refuse to dance with such a beauty, Mr. Darcy?"
However, Elizabeth drew back. "Sir, it is not my intention to dance. Please do not think I came this way to find a partner," she responded. Mr. Darcy used his best manners to ask Elizabeth for a dance, but once again she refused and turned away. Miss Bingley then came to talk to Mr. Darcy.
"I can guess what you are thinking, and I agree with you. Is this not an utter waste of time? Such boring people."
"You are totally wrong," replied Darcy. "I was actually thinking that a fine pair of eyes in the face of a pretty woman can give a man great pleasure."
"And what lady has inspired such thoughts?" inquired Miss Bingley.
"Miss Elizabeth Bennet."
"I'm astonished. How long has she been such a favourite? And when are you to marry?"
"You are a typical woman, immediately thinking of matrimony," answered Darcy.
Chapter 7. Mr. Bennet owned only a small estate named Longbourn, and because he had no sons, when he died, this estate would not be inherited by his daughters, but by a distant male relative named Collins. His wife had inherited £4,000 from her father, which was enough for her, but not enough to provide for the girls. Mrs. Bennet also had a sister in Meryton, married to a man named Mr. Phillips, and a rich brother in London. Longbourn was only a mile from Meryton, and the girls often walked there to visit their aunt. The two youngest, Catherine and Lydia, went there 3 or 4 times a week, mostly to listen to gossip. They were delighted to learn that a militia regiment had arrived and would be staying there the whole winter, and they talked about nothing else. After listening to them for a while, Mr. Bennet spoke.
"From what I hear of your conversation, you must be two of the silliest girls in the country."
Lydia ignored him and continued to talk about Captain Carter, who she hoped to see that day before he went to London.
"I'm astonished that you call your own children silly," said Mrs. Bennet.
"At their age, I was no different, and if a smart young colonel with 5 or 6,000 a year should want one of my girls, I shall not say no to him."
Suddenly, a footman entered with a note for Jane from Netherfield.
"Well, Jane, who is it from, and what is it about?" inquired Mrs. Bennet.
"It's from Miss Caroline Bingley," replied Jane. "I have been invited to dinner today. Can I have the carriage?"
"No, you must go on horseback. I think it will rain, and then you must stay all night," said her mother.
Jane left on horseback, and soon after it began to rain hard. It continued all evening, and so Jane could not come back. Mrs. Bennet was delighted. However, the next morning, a letter arrived for Elizabeth.
"My dearest Lizzie, yesterday I got wet through, and this morning I feel unwell. My friends insist that I stay here until I am better, and they have called Dr. Jones."
"Well, my dear," said Mr. Bennet to his wife, "if your daughter dies, we shall know it was because you advised her to pursue Mr. Bingley."
"People do not die of colds," replied Mrs. Bennet. "Her friends will take good care of her."
Elizabeth, however, was worried, and since she could not have the carriage, she decided to walk 3 miles to Netherfield in order to visit Jane. Everyone was surprised when Elizabeth arrived in Netherfield. They were all very polite, although Mr. Bingley's sisters seemed amused that Elizabeth had got so dirty during the long walk. Jane was happy to see her, but weak, and the doctor ordered her to stay in bed. Elizabeth was unwilling to leave, and was eventually invited to stay at Netherfield. A servant was sent to Longbourn to fetch her clothes.